All I want is a moment of peace. And usually what follows up that statement is a moment of peace and quiet. That's usually what the look in my wife's face when I get home, as she has spent all day with our three sons, all under the age of 5, the youngest being 3 months old, where I get handed the baby, and she gets this moment, this look in her eyes like, yes, you have come to relieve me. And I get this moment of peace. But the thing is, I haven't gotten my moment of peace either. I just got back from work too. So both of us are looking for these moments of peace. And who gets to get the first moment of peace? But really, it's the only moment when you finally close your eyes at the end of the night. But even then, your mind still may not be at peace because of all the different things you're processing throughout the day, what needs to be done the next day. It's really hard to find moments of peace nowadays. And I blame a lot cell phones, because cell phones are constantly interrupting us. Time and time again, you cannot go for 10 minutes without getting some sort of vibration in your pocket or sound from a cell phone, whether it's a sports update, an email, a text message, a phone call. And it is just hard to get a moment of peace. So where can we find these moments of peace? But even if we don't have the cell phone, you don't feel at peace, right? Because then you feel like you're missing out on something. You're missing out on somebody's call, somebody's text message. And you feel almost left out without the phone. But lack of peace happened long before cell phones. I think part of it is because this world has human beings living in it. There's people. And whenever there's people involved, there's some sort of lack of peace. Just think about for a moment any relationship that you have that there is this break of peace. Any person in your life where there is this lack of peace. And usually it goes back to some sort of sin that was done either by you or that other person, or some disagreement that is happening. Or maybe there's this lack of peace with yourself or with your past, something that you had done. Or maybe even further, a lack of peace with God. It's really hard to find that peace. And I think part of it is why we don't understand it. It's really hard to comprehend true peace. And the Bible describes it this way. It uses a verse that says, this peace that transcends understanding. Something that goes beyond our human reason and comprehension. Something that our brains can't really pick up on. Because it's so hard to grasp at. It's so hard to define. It's so hard to understand. And Jesus spoke about it this way too. In our verse this evening from John, he said, I give you peace. Not as the world gives. It's something that this world can't offer, it can't comprehend, it can't understand. Maybe you've heard the expression, when it rains, it pours. When one thing happens, goes wrong, everything is going to happen, and it feels like the entire world is against you. And you feel like in those moments where all you need is a break. Maybe you've cried out in your prayers in those moments, God, can I ever catch a break? Can you ever give me a moment of peace? Now, have you ever sat either at the grocery store or something like that, and all of a sudden the rain comes pouring down and you're about to leave? And you think to yourself, well, we live in Indiana. Maybe the sun will be shining in another 5 minutes or so. And you say, well, if I wait just a few minutes, maybe I can catch a break in the rain. Maybe it'll slow down a little bit. And then it doesn't. And then you're kicking yourself because now it's raining even harder. And now you have to walk out to your car and it's pouring down. You're going to get even more wet than before. You're looking for a break. A break. And is that our understanding of peace? Is our understanding of peace just a moment to breathe when things are rough? A moment where we can just stop and relax before the rain comes pouring down some more? And here's the challenging question that I want to ask, if that's your idea of peace. Is what happens if God in His infinite wisdom decides to answer no? I'm not going to give you a break. So you say that to somebody who's chronically in pain, who will never get a break at all, who's been crying out to God and asking for a break, a moment, a relaxation, and now you try to offer some sort of peace. What type of peace do we want? Is it just a moment to breathe, to relax? When we look at our John 14, verse 27, when is Jesus saying these words? He's actually having a peaceful dinner with His disciples, the 12 of them. It's Monday, Thursday. It's when He gives them the Lord's Supper. And He has these moments and these words of inspiration when He talks about heaven and the mansions that He's going to prepare, and the gift of the Holy Spirit that He's going to send, that they'll understand everything that Jesus is saying. He gives them the Lord's Supper, that they get forgiveness of sins. And then what happens just a few hours later? Nothing but chaos. That's not peace. If you were to think of anything as the opposite of peace, it would be what was happening those nights, those hours within that Thursday and Friday. Where He goes out into the garden and His disciples go with Him and they get this moment. The disciples get to nap. But Jesus, He's pouring down sweat because He knows what's about to happen. And in comes the sounds of the soldiers carrying their clubs and swords. And the disciples scatter in every which direction. And then Jesus is transported from location to location. And again, nothing but anti-peace as He is accused falsely, as He is beaten and dragged around. And then the crowds are crying out to Him, "Crucify, crucify," in almost a mob form. And then He's hung there on the cross and they're still continuing to accuse Him. Anything but peace on that night. Yet that moment was exactly when God was making peace with His world. When Jesus' blood was shed was when God said, "I'm now at peace with you. Christ has made amends for all your sins and all of your guilt and everything. That you have peace with God that came out of that complete chaos." And that's the peace that Jesus offers. That's the peace that Jesus brings. It's more than just a moment, more than just a break. It's a peace that sets the tone for eternity. It's a peace that can set the tone for the rest of your life. Imagine being able to live your life with a peace that Jesus had in that chaotic time. He said nothing, as a sheep silent before its shears. You know, He said no words. He was at peace because He was at peace with God. And that's the peace that He gives you. Imagine what life would be like with that peace all the time. And that's your peace that you have. The more we understand that we have this already in our possession from God, the more we are able to apply it. And that's the peace that can set the tone for all your relationships. That's the peace that can set the tone for your Christmas celebrations when you have to be put in that room with that person that you just can't stand. That peace can set the tone for the rest of 2016 and going on into 2017. This is the peace that you have that is more than just a break. It's more than just an umbrella, but it's a peace that transcends above the clouds, above the rains, and transports you almost into heaven itself, as Jesus promises that He'll take you there. I want to transport you to a moment back in time. In 1914, maybe you've heard this story before, Christmas Eve, 1914, the Germans and the Belgians and the French and the English are in their war trenches together. And on Christmas Eve, they stopped shooting at each other for just a moment. And all of a sudden, you hear the Christmas carols being sung. And everyone can join in because they know the tune, even though they're singing to different languages. And sooner than later, all of a sudden, you see these guys who were once shooting at each other crawling out of their foxholes. And instead of exchanging bullets and grenades, they're exchanging handshakes and pictures and stories of their loved ones back home. And they're sharing their food. And they even play a soccer game. They get a chance to bury their dead. One of the soldiers, when he was recalling that, those few days, that moment, he says, if we were left there, I guarantee you not another shot would have been fired. But that was just a moment. That wasn't the end of the war. And just a few days later, those soldiers had to return to their trenches, return to their duties, and return to fighting. But the peace that Jesus offers is more than just a moment. It transports throughout your entire life. That's Jesus' peace. My peace I give you, not as the world gives. That peace is yours. Amen.